Listen to it fizz. First aid for relief from headache, Alka-Seltzer.
From acid indigestion, Alka-Seltzer.
From cold discomfort, Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Everyone, are you all set for some fun? Well, fine. That's exactly what we're going to have. This is another big competition day here in school. Yes, it's going to be a battle royal between the Quiz Kids and five prominent members of Rotary International. Both teams, I'm very happy to say, are in excellent condition. The Quiz Kids have weighed in at 487.5 pounds. The Rotarians tipped the scales at slightly under 2 tons. And now, in this corner, we have Quiz Kids, Patrick.
I'm Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 13 years old, and I'm a freshman at Calumet High School in Chicago.
Joel.
I'm Joel Coverman. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a junior at Roosevelt High School.
Harvey.
I'm Harvey Dutch. I'm 7 years old. I go to Hibbert School, and I'm in grade 3B.
Lonnie.
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 14 years old, and I'm a sophomore at Maine Township High School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
And the newcomer, Betty.
I'm Betty Satnoff. I'm 13 years old, and I'm a freshman at the John Marshall High School in Chicago.
In the opposing corner, five Rotarians. The secretary of Rotary International, Mr. Lovejoy.
I'm Philip Lovejoy, and I'm secretary of Rotary International. I was born in Maine, which makes me a maniac, which indicates I shouldn't be on this program at all.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, and the treasurer of Rotary International, Mr. Verner.
Well, I'm Dick Verner, treasurer of Rotary International, and I belong right here in Chicago.
Fine. The minister of the First Methodist Church of Chicago, Dr. Goff.
I'm Charles R. Goff. I am pastor of the church down in the Loop. I live way up in the steeple of that church, and I wish I was up there right now.
Next, a Rotary Foundation fellow from Cordoba, Argentina, Mr. Gordillo.
I'm Pedro Antonio Gordillo, studying at the Illinois Tech Rotary Foundation fellow from Cordoba, Argentina.
All right. And a prominent businessman and a director of the Chicago Crime Commission, Mr. Leverone.
I'm Nathaniel Leverone, a Chicago businessman with a New England accent. I came by that honestly because I'm one of the last living rugged individualists that voted a Republican ticket in New Hampshire.
All right, well, on your toes, contestants. Here's your first question. Tell me, what is the significance of this number, 71113? No hands up. Mr. Leverone.
That's my telephone.
That's right. How do you like that? Oh, boy, oh, boy. Say, now you Quiz Kids better watch out for these fellas here. Yes, sir. Mr. Leverone knows his own telephone number. Well, here's our next question. Mrs. Nina Graham of New York City says, we all know about farmers using scarecrows, and many consider the crow a pest, but just what can you say in favor of the crow's cause? What am I saying here? Harvey?
Well, many farmers think the crow is harmful just because it has a very delicacy that is corn. But it really is helpful to the farmers because it eats insects that do bad to the farmers' crops, such as slugs, locusts, and their larvae.
Well, say, now that's right, Harvey. Well, tell me something, Harvey. What is the crow sometimes called in other countries?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, well, I was quick and concise, but yeah. Well, I just threw that in as a sort of an after part. I understand that sometimes the crow is called, in Scotland, the rook. Have you heard anything like that?
No.
We haven't, huh? Well, I hadn't either until I saw my card here. All right. Well, now, right at this moment, I want to explain about the Alka-Seltzer awards given away every Sunday, friends. The questions used on our program are sent in by you listeners. And when a question is answered correctly, the Alka-Seltzer Award is a fine Zenith Transoceanic portable radio. For example, that's what Wilma White of Chicago receives for her question if it's answered correctly. Now, let's try it and see what happens. It's a romantic question, and as I said, it's from Mrs. Wilma White of Chicago. Our organist, Howard Peterson, will play two songs about sweethearts, and you are to identify and sing each song and name the composer. Here's the first one. Lonnie?
Oh, that's the song, Sweethearts, and it's by Victor Herbert.
What? What? Now, wait a minute. Betty, you had your hand up, honey. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that it was the song, Sweethearts.
Yes, and how about the composer? Joel?
I'm pretty sure it is by Herbert. It was from that opera he wrote, I think, by the
Well, singer. Now, wait a minute. I think we're a little confused here, Pat.
Well, it might be Schubert.
No. Lonnie?
I guess it was Sigmund Romberg.
Sigmund Romberg, that's right, from Maytime. Uh-huh. Now, can you sing a little of it for us?
Oh, a very little.
All right.
Sweetheart, sweetheart, sweetheart. That's it.
That's the radio version. Insofar as time is concerned. Well, that's all right, Lonnie. Now, let's see what we can do with this next one. Mr. Verner.
Well, I should know that one. That's the Sweetheart of Sigma Chi, Mr. Kelly, and it was written by my brother, Dudley Verner.
That's absolutely right. Mr. Verner, now, your brother wrote Sweetheart of Sigma Chi. Let's hear his brother sing a little of it.
Well, I'm no opera star, well, but I'll do my best. The girl of my dreams is the sweetest girl of all the girls I know. That's a little.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you very much. That's really a wonderful song, too. Now, like I said, Wilma White of Chicago gets a dandy Zenith transoceanic portable radio that gives worldwide reception no matter where you are. Now, if you had missed, she would have had a choice between a Zenith television set and a large console Zenith radio phonograph combination. That television set is the Zenith Buchanan, and believe me, it has everything. A new super range chassis to ensure the ultimate in performance. The sensational built-in picture magnet aerial, single knob automatic tuning, and the glare band black tube for clearer pictures. The large console radio phonograph plays all types of records and has AM and FM radio. Now, if you would like to try to win one of these fine Zeniths, send in a question for our radio program, friends. Address your questions to Quiz Kids, Box Y, Chicago 77, Illinois. Well, let's see what else we... Oh, here's a dandy. Mrs. Dolores Winters of Miami, Florida, wants you to try to tell who lived in the following unusual dwellings. First, who lived in a tub? Betty?
Well, that would be the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker, wouldn't it?
Well,
Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in the tub?
Well, I'm thinking of someone else. That's all right, Betty. Pat?
That might be Diogenes.
Diogenes, that's who I was thinking of. Uh-huh. And let's see. Now, seems like we heard this before, but anyway, I'm going to ask it. Who lived in a church steeple? All right, Dr. Goff.
I ought to know that. I didn't know the question's coming, but that's where I really
Well, went. Tell me something. How do you stand on your front porch?
walk down three steps, and there I have a front porch.
Oh, is that so?
That's right.
Well, what do you know about that? Well, tell me this. Do you have bats in your... I mean... do you have bats?
Yes.
Huh?
And sometimes in my belfry.
Well, that must be very, very interesting. Well, say, teams, now we're off to a good start. I'm going to give you a minute now to catch your breath, and I'd like to use that minute to look ahead to next Thursday, yowie, to that big Thanksgiving feast. You know, this is one time when anticipation cannot be better than realization, because you just know the table's going to be loaded with all the good things you like. Yes, Mother's going to see to that, bless her heart, and because she knows it's quite possible some of her folks may overeat a bit, she'll make sure there's plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand, too. Oh, you betcha. Mother's wise. She knows that where there's Alka-Seltzer, there's a way to fast relief from acid indigestion. Alka-Seltzer goes to work right away to relieve that upset, uncomfortable feeling. It acts promptly to reduce excess gastric acidity. And you're feeling shipshape again in almost no time. So remember, friends, on Thanksgiving or whenever acid indigestion causes discomfort, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You betcha. Good old Alka-Seltzer. Well, here we go again with the Quiz Kids versus the Rotarians. Now, here's a question from Bernard Knox of Peoria, Illinois, about something I'm sure all you men contestants like, a good steak. If you were serving a steak to the following men, what kind might you serve that would be in keeping with each of their occupations? For instance, what kind of steak might you serve to a yodeler? Oh, boy. Joel.
Swiss steak.
Swiss steak. That's the idea. Now, come on, fellas. You've got to get in on this, too. All right. How about a red cap? What kind of a steak? A red cap. Real quick. Betty.
A porterhouse steak.
A porterhouse steak. That's right. To a boxer. A steak. What kind of steak? To a boxer. Pat.
It might be a beefsteak. They put it on his eyes after he gets...
Well, yeah, you're right there. And, of course, there are quite a few beefs once in a while. Lonnie...
Round steak.
Round steak, that's what I was thinking of. To a knight in armor. To a knight in armor.
Sirloin.
Thank you, Mr. Lovejoy. I must ask you, Mr. Lovejoy, not to sneak in like that and talk, and then hold your hand up after you finish.
All right, teacher.
Now, let's all remember that.
Okay.
I wonder whether you gentlemen realize what an important member we have on our Quiz Kids board. Little 7-year-old Harvey Deitch was invited to New York City by the Bronx Zoo, where he had a miniature owl named for him. What was the most exciting thing about your trip, Harvey?
Well, we landed in there by radar. The next day we went to the zoo. I met Mrs. Martini, a famous animal trainer down there, and she showed me all around, and I petted a tiger.
Then what?
Petted a full-grown tiger.
A full-grown tiger? What do you know about that?
Then Mr. Wiener, the man who sponsored my Philadelphia trip, he came down there.
Oh?
We went into Empire State Building, and he bought me a magnified 200 times microscope.
Well,
and
say, isn't that wonderful? What else?
And then we went to Radio City, and I saw a movie called King Solomon's Mines.
What was that?
Solomon's Mine.
Oh, fine, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll bet you just had a grand time, Harvey.
Yes, I really did.
That's a boy, huh? Well, let's get along here now. I just wanted the folks to know about that. This next question is from Mrs. Catherine Henderson of Chicago, and I've asked our contestant, Mr. Philip Lovejoy, to help me with it. Mr. Lovejoy started a doll collection for his daughter some time ago, and it now contains 525 dolls from all over the world. And he's brought two of them down to the program, and he will describe the costumes to you while you try to identify what country each represents. All right, Mr. Lovejoy.
Well, the first one is named Pedro, and he has a sister by the name of Guadalupe, and Pedro wears a very big sombrero.
Fine. Let's see. Betty had her hand up first.
Well, he'd be Mexican, wouldn't he? Something like that, or Spanish
or something.
That
would be correct.
Mexico. Mm-hmm. All right, fine. Now,
Here's another one whose name is Asclas Ba'ad. She's studying English, and she lives on a reservation in New Mexico.
Mr. Leveron has his hand up.
It's an Indian.
What kind of an Indian?
There.
An American Indian.
Wonderful. Pretty sharp there, Mr. Leveron.
We ought to name the tribe, don't you think? An
well,
important
all
tribe.
Right, if you think so.
Yes.
We'll corner him some way here. All right. How about it, Mr. Leveron? What particular tribe?
He looks like a Democrat to me.
Well, it doesn't resemble any of the Cleveland Indians, I'll say. All right. Well, let's see if we got a hand up over here. Joel?
Navajo, probably.
That's right.
Is that right?
Correct.
Well, fine, Joel, fine. Say, Mr. Lovejoy, I wonder whether you would tell us a little about your last trip.
Why, Joe, I'd be very glad to. Last week, I returned to the United States from a 3-month trip around the world. I had a perfectly grand experience of seeing how Rotarians in Australia and New Zealand and Indonesia and India and Thailand and many other countries of Europe are working together to promote the Rotary ideal of service, even though they differ widely in language and customs and religion and government. A Rotary Club, you know, Joe, is a service club. Rotarians work unselfishly to make their community a better place in which to live. They promote high standards in business and professions. They strive unceasingly for a better world through the promotion of international understanding, goodwill, and peace. One of Rotary's major contributions in the international field is its program of Rotary Fellowships, which has enabled more than 200 outstanding young college men and women, like Pedro Cadillo of Argentina, whom you introduced a few minutes ago, to study abroad for a year. In the last 4 years, Rotary has made grants totaling more than $500,000 to these international ambassadors of goodwill. It's an investment in the world leaders of tomorrow, which we hope will pay tremendous dividends in international understanding.
Thank you, Mr. Lovejoy. Well, now, since one of our contestants, Mr. Gordillo, is from Argentina, he ought to welcome this question from Mr. S.N. Trevino. Since it's all in Spanish, I've asked Mr. Trevino from the University of Chicago to come down and ask it himself. All right, Mr. Trevino, proceed with your question.
Quisiera usted decirnos, señor Gordillo, ¿qué arquitectos y estilos arquitectónicos han tenido mayor influencia en la Argentina? Conteste usted en español.
Fine, bueno, el estilo arquitectónico de mayor influencia en Argentina ha sido el Renacimiento español, y entre los principales arquitectos se cuenta Juan de Herrera. Últimamente, los arquitectos modernos, de Corbusier, Mies van der Rohe, Frank Lloyd Wright, and so on, han tenido una gran influencia en la arquitectura moderna argentina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sí. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what it says right here on my card, word for word. But now, wait a minute. Would you gentlemen tell me just what are you talking about, Mr. Trevino?
I'll be glad to, Mr. Kelly. I asked Mr. Gordillo if he would tell us what architects and architectural styles have most influenced Argentina.
Oh, and what was your answer, Mr. Gordillo?
Well, I said that the most influential style in Argentina has been the Spanish Renaissance, and one of the outstanding architects, Juan de Herrera. And nowadays, the modern architects like Corbusier or Mies van der Rohe, Frank Lloyd Wright, have been a great influence in the modern Argentine architecture.
Oh, fine, fine. Well, it's nice to know those things, you know.
By the way, Mr. Kelly, you might be interested in asking Mr. Gordillo what his name means in English.
Oh, well, what does your name mean in English, Mr. Gordillo?
Little fat man.
Little fat man. Gordillo. Well, now, from your build, I would think that you and I should exchange names. Because I am the little fat one, as you say. That's cute. Now, before I pull the next puzzler from our Alka-Seltzer question box, our announcer, Bob Murphy, has a question.
Say, folks, has this Sunday been spoiled for you because a headache has made you feel upset and irritable? Well, right now, or whenever you have a headache, remember this. First aid for relief from a headache is Alka-Seltzer. Yes, here's the way to really fast relief. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Let it fizz, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is dissolved before you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go right to work. And because of its effervescence, those thousands of sparkling bubbles, Alka-Seltzer gets there fast to give fast relief. Keep Alka-Seltzer handy all the time. Use it as first aid for relief when you have a headache or when some member of your family has one. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore.
Thank you, Bob. And now we move into the last lap of this big competition between the Quiz Kids and the Rotarians. Here's one from Mrs. Sarah H. Murray of Washington, D.C. Of course, you adults can recall the administrations of more of our United States presidents than the Quiz Kids can, but just for fun, let's try this question on both panels of contestants. You are to name presidents who were elected to two or more terms. I shall call on first the adult board, and then the quiz kid board, and then the adult board, until either all the presidents are named or until one board of contestants is stumped. All right, I'll begin with the Rotarians. Who would like to start off? Mr. Lovejoy?
Washington.
George Washington. All right, quiz kid Betty?
Franklin D. Roosevelt.
That's right, and back to the grown-ups. Who else? Don't let me down here. All right, Mr. Leveron?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. Let's see. No, I'm sorry. Ah, no, he was elected only once. You see, that is where the trick is, the catch is. All right.
Woodrow Wilson.
Dr. Goff?
Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson, fine. All right, and back to quiz kids. Joel?
Oh, Jefferson.
Jefferson, that's another one. Back to the grown-ups. Oh, now, boys. All right, well, back to Lonnie.
Grant.
Grant? All right, fine. Back to the grown-ups. Oh, fine. Dr. Goff.
Taft?
Huh?
Elected?
No. Uh-uh. All right, back to quiz kids. All right, Pat.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland, that's right. Well, we've given the older boy. Joel, do you have another one?
Well, could I add the rest? Madison, Monroe. Jackson.
Jackson.
And then Lincoln.
Lincoln.
And let's see, what else comes in there?
Well,
I guess that's...
Just one left. Just one. Lonnie?
McKinley, I believe.
That's right. That's very, very good, kid. All right, now this next question from the Alka-Seltzer question box is from Mrs. Thelma Dahl of New York. Who picked out these names for his daughters, Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia, Betty?
That would be King Lear.
King Lear, that's right, honey. How about Emily, Charlotte, and Anne? Betty again.
Well, that would be the father of the Browning. The Barretts, excuse me.
The what?
No.
Wait a minute, Pat.
The Bronte sisters.
The Bronte sisters, Patrick Bronte, uh-huh. And how about Dorothy, Margaret, and Charlotte? Dr. Dunn?
They happen to be mine.
Your daughters, that's right. Oh, boy, gee. It's a good thing you came through on that, Dr. Goff, I want to tell you. Well, here's a quickie from Mrs. Ethel Arnett of Greensboro, North Carolina. What traffic sign, when spelled backwards, becomes something you men hate to wash when you're helping with the dishes? No hands up from the adults. All right, Lonnie.
Pots. Backwards, it'd be stop.
S-T-O-P. That is right, Lonnie. Harvey, now what were you going to say, son?
The same thing.
I was just checking up. Clement Landfield of Chicago says that these three baseball players have the same first name as three comic strip characters. You are to identify the player and the comic character. What Red Sox infielder has the same first name as the uncle of a family who lived near a famous alley? Lonnie.
Walt Dropo, and it'd be Uncle Walt.
Uncle Walt, Gasoline Alley, that's right. What Yankee outfielder has the same first name as a famous prize fighter in the comics? Harvey.
Joe Palooka, I know, is a prize fighter.
All right, who's the other Joe?
I don't know.
All right. Oh. Pat.
Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio is right. What Cub outfielder has the same first name as a young man in a comic strip which deals with teenagers? Oh, you boys are in on this here. You grown-ups, you know. All right, Lonnie?
Well, I'm not sure. A comic strip that deals with teenagers would be Harold Teen.
Harold Teen.
Well, a Cub outfielder named Harold.
Yes. Yeah. So, Joel?
Oh, hell, Jeffcoat.
Jeffcoat, that's right. Very good. Mrs. Helen Adams of La Jolla, California, sends in this question. The 1951 calendars will feature some new girls, but what calendar always features the same girls? How about this one? What calendar always features the same girls? Mr. Lovejoy.
The Esquire calendar.
No. 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 I've got you on this. I've got all of you. I'm pretty sure. Joe?
Isn't there one calendar that has the Dione quintuplets on it?
You say, on it? Now, you're warm. You're
or
warm, Joe. Now, elucidate. Explain what... All right, Lonnie.
I'm not sure. Don't they come from a town named Calendar?
Calendar, Ontario. That's the... Oh, boy, oh, boy. I want to have a Well, there's our bell. And now it's time for the judges to name the winning team. We'll give them a few seconds to total the scores. And friends, while we're waiting, here's an important message.
Mother's one-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against the let-down, all-in, pepless feeling that results from a lack of any or all of the known essential vitamins. Health surveys indicate that millions of schoolchildren show definite signs of vitamin deficiency disease. Protect your family. Don't let lack of vitamins interfere with the normal growth, energy, and progress of your children. Remember, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins, Protect. Remember the name and the package. Blue with a big one.
Well, attention, quiz kids and Rotarians, here are your scores. The judges report that as a class, you didn't miss a single question this afternoon. The Rotarians have a score of 83, and the quiz kids, 165. Well, congratulations, quiz kids, and congratulations to you Rotarians, too. You were in there pitching every minute. Yes, it was really wonderful the way you entered into the spirit of the occasion, and we were mighty happy to have you five representatives of Rotary International with us this afternoon and to learn of the fine work your organization is doing. And by the way, friends, our other fraternal organizations to compete with the quiz kids in the near future will be the Lions International and the Benevolent Order of Elks. Now, next Sunday, we will welcome 4-H Club boys and girls to our classroom. These youngsters will represent their wonderful organization by participating in a program which I know will interest you listeners. So be sure to join us. And now, friends, our sponsor, the Miles Laboratories, the Quiz Kids, and yours truly, want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. As a nation and as individuals, we have much to be thankful for this coming Thursday, and I'm going to ask Dr. Goff, minister of the First Methodist Church of Chicago, to express in prayer the thanks that is in every heart.
Let us unite in prayer. O God, we pause now to give thee thanks for this country of ours, for its history of freedom, and for the multitudes who have sacrificed for it. We thank thee for those of our own who in distant lands today are giving their all for us. Be with them in their loneliness, and when Thanksgiving Day comes and we gather in our churches and about our tables, may we recall again to ourselves and to our children the multitude of blessings that are ours. Keep us free, keep us grateful, and make us useful in the Master's name. Amen.
Listen to the Quiz Kids coast to coast every Sunday afternoon and see and hear Alka-Seltzer's Quiz Kids television show on NBC. Consult your local newspaper for the time and station. Until next week at this same time, this is Bob Murphy speaking.
Bob Hope and Eddie Cantor join the big show today on NBC.